Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Did President Obama speak clearly enough about Libya last night? He said the U.S. had to intervene to prevent a massacre, and that he did so, intervened, with a multi-country coalition and after consulting with congressional leaders. Did that satisfy critics who say he's operating unilaterally, something that as a candidate he said a president shouldn't do? Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News, host of the ABC News political webcast Top Line. And Rick, the president will get another shot at explaining the mission in interviews with television news anchors tonight. So what do you think he'll be asked? What are the big questions?
Looking at last night's address, there are several big unanswered questions, I think. One of them has to do with what the end game looks like. What are the scenarios under which we begin to conclude military operations? What if Gaddafi stays? Another thing is the timeline. How long is this going to go on in the current set of circumstances? And a third big one, I think, has to do with the price tag. Is there sort of an upper limit that the president sees on this? Is there at some point that he has to go to Congress to get approval if he doesn't see any further progress?
Well, there was some other criticism. Here's Republican pundit Bill Bennett on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News last night about Obama's pledge in his speech last night not to remove Gaddafi from power.
First of all, if I'm Gaddafi, I'm sitting comfortably tonight. The Americans are not coming after me, unless the president wasn't telling the truth and we've got some guys in there. You know, Alexander Hamilton said when the U.S. goes, when the country goes, it should go like Hercules. He told Gaddafi tonight he was safe.
And Rick, just one more piece of sound, because there's also a bit of the damned if you do or damned if you don't here. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow pointed out flip-flopping in two recent interviews by possible Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich.
What would you do about Libya?
Exercise a no-fly zone this evening.
Step two, after President Obama does intervene in Libya?
I would not have intervened. I think there were a lot of other ways to affect Gaddafi.
So Rick, just your thoughts on some of the response from the Republican side of the aisle.
Well, certainly they've been twisted, and Newt Gingrich himself has acknowledged contradictions, as you displayed in that soundbite. It's pretty obvious that he has taken both sides of this issue. He blames the president, but I think generally it's a hard thing to criticize a president for military action, particularly when so many Republicans were calling for it, and particularly when it seems to be accomplishing its objectives. Last night, the president wouldn't say a mission accomplished, but I think that was one of the messages that he delivered, that at least militarily the mission is accomplished. That said, there's lots of areas of legitimate inquiry and criticism, and I think that the point about Gaddafi is well taken, because at this stage, at least, the signal to Gaddafi was the military would not be used to oust him from power. The president, the administration, Hillary Clinton now in London, they're using other means to try to bring about that change. But Gaddafi can look at this and say, well, you've just assured me that at least on the military side of things, I'm safe.
Right. Well, you mentioned the cost. At least one Republican criticized his fellow GOPers. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said on CNN, to my fellow Republican friends, nobody complained about the cost in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I'm really tired of hearing people talk about costs. But just briefly, the criticism from his own bench about not going to Congress. At least one Democrat agreed Congress needs to weigh in. Here's Massachusetts Democrat Mike Capuano calling on the president to come back and ask for a vote.
I would not be surprised if he got it. I myself might vote in favor of it. I'd want to hear more from the president, but nonetheless, I understand the reasons for this action.
And we know there's been other criticism from the left, Rick.
That's right, and some even going as far as to say, look, this is the kind of thing that if Bush had done it, we would have considered it an impeachable offense. A lot of them do feel a bit miffed by the way it was handled by the White House, that he didn't go to Congress for approval that he probably would have gotten if he had made the case appropriately. The president says he didn't need the approval and things were moving too quickly with Congress out of session, but that was one of the audiences for last night's speech, is to make sure that even his allies are comfortable with this moving forward.
So, Rick, did we hear an Obama doctrine? We've got under a minute here, but you know, do we have a solid sense of when the U.S. under this president would intervene militarily?
I think those are two different questions. I think we did hear an Obama doctrine, but it wasn't a particularly solid one. We heard so many caveats. I think, broadly speaking, he was saying that even when U.S. interests aren't critically at stake, he would use military power, but there were so many conditions attached that it's hard to imagine a comparable set of circumstances in the future.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, also host of ABC News political webcast Top Line. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.